Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Above and Beyond with celebrity psychic medium, Grant Collier. Grant will take you through his knowledge of the spirit world alongside some amazing guests. So get dialing and get a reading on today's show by dialing 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611 and prefix 001. If you're calling from outside the USA. And now, please welcome your host, Grant Collier.
Hello, and welcome to another Above and Beyond with myself, Grant Collier. And do you know what? It's gone really, really quickly this week. I can't believe we're back to Friday again. I'm excited about tonight's show because it's a little bit different, but it still ties in within the energy of the work. And I've got a fantastic guest coming on the show in a short while, but I'll be talking about her in a little while and introducing her after we have the first piece of music. But first of all, I want to just say to you, there's been a lot of changes this week. There's a lot of astrological changes going on that's affecting things here. Also here at Mike Spirit FM. And I've got to say, I listened last night to the lovely Andrew D show. And what a sad loss for him to come away from Mike Spirit. I know that Andrew's extremely busy and he's got a lot going on at the moment. Hopefully he's not away too long, bless him, because, you know, this man is absolutely amazing. I've worked alongside him on TV as well. And I've just got to say, Andrew, if you are listening, my friend, good luck with everything. And I know you're busy, mate. And hopefully I can get you in as a guest on my show one evening. And I'd love to do some dual readings with you and continue your working style, sir. So, yeah, it's the lovely Andrew D. And then you can look up Andrew D. I know he's got his own website, but I do know that he's on Facebook as well, and I'm sure he's on Twitter as well. So that's Andrew D. That's D-double-E. He basically is based up in Liverpool or around that way, or he was based in Liverpool. He does a lot of work up that way, but he's very, very busy at the moment. So, guys, check him out. Check him out, because this man is amazing. Okay, it is a sad loss, and like I say, but do you know what, guys? One goes, one comes in, because we've actually got another fantastic psychic that's joined Mike Spirit FM, is the lovely Jerry Humphreys. Now, Jerry Humphreys is on the Wednesday evening show, and his show is called The Soul Purpose. Now, I had a brief little listen to Jerry's show the other night, and I love the way that Jerry works. He's very, very deep. He's got a lot of knowledge about different aspects of the way the work is. He's very, very healing. He's got a very nice healing energy about him, and he works alongside the power animals as well, and the animal energy. So this is a guy that I can relate to a lot within the work. He's, you know, just listen, go and listen. On a Wednesday night, I do believe that might be on at 9 o'clock. I'll get the producer to let me know in the background and find out what time it is. But I will let you know that with that in due course. Now, Jerry's been working for a number of years. Yes, it is 9 o'clock, I've just been told. So, yes, it is 9 o'clock, 9 p.m. on a Wednesday evening. That's UK time. So if you want to get through to Jerry on a Wednesday night on the Soul Purpose show, then please do. Fantastic guy, fantastic energy, and highly respected, highly respected. Anyway, yes, tonight. Now, a lot of people don't really understand the way that I work. And I think since I've been doing the shows, many people know that I'm a medium. I'm a clairvoyant. And I tap into the energies of clairvoyancy, clairsentience, and clairaudience. But where did my journey begin? Well, I lived on a farm for 16 and a half years in Kent, in southeast UK. And basically, I had a lot of visions and things as I was growing up. And a lot of them visions and things were on something not from this world. Can't explain too much at the moment because I want to go and talk about this more into detail with my lovely guest tonight. And guys, she comes all the way. She's coming through all the way from Nevada this evening. And I'm really excited about this one. And I'm going to tell you how I actually come across her when I actually start interviewing her. But before we go into how she works and the way that she works and what she does today with her gift, and she's got an amazing gift, and I've checked her website out as well, and do you know what? She's healing a lot of people out there, and that's what this is all about. So we're going to be talking about stuff that you might think to yourself, wow, I didn't look at that area of how things are on a universal scale. Well, this is something that we will be talking about tonight, so keep your ears pinned back for that one. But we're going to play a little piece of music just to tie it in with my guest, because this will sort of make you understand how she works and how I've worked over the years with my gift and where it's brought it into one complete unity. The song you'll all recognise, it's from a lovely film, and it goes something like this. Thank you. I don't know what it is about that piece of music, but every time I listen to it, in some strange way, it lifts my vibration of energy. And it's a very powerful piece of music made great by the lovely film E.T. This piece of music does sum my next guest up really, really well. And the reason being is that this particular guest I have on tonight has a strong link with the outer world galaxies as well and ties that into her gift. Can I introduce you to the fantastic, the lovely Kat King? Hello, Kat. Are you there, my darling?
Yes, I am, Grant.
Kat, you know, your story and where I led to where I got to you on the show was amazing. And before we talk about how and the way that you work, I come across Kat, guys, literally through automatic writing, through spiritual connection writing. And basically, they gave me Kat's name. They actually wrote the name King. And they talked to me about the Torah. And I know that Kat's going to talk a little bit about her experiences with where the connection comes in a minute. But basically, they brought me forward to her. I Googled her name. And basically, I Googled the name King, Torah, and the energy of psychic. And basically, they brought me forward to Kat King. So this was meant to be. It was almost like they were guiding me to bring her forward. And I felt, when I looked at her energy and I watched your video clip on a YouTube clip, it actually made me feel like I was connected. I felt like for 1 minute there was this connection. Like I'd known you all my life, and it was a real, really weird one. Kat, I know that, you know, you work with some amazing energy. Can you just let everybody else out there know a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I have been a contactee probably all of my life.
Uh-huh.
I remember having gifts, you know, like you, when I was young. And for me, because I didn't know any different, this is just normal. I knew I was different. I didn't know why I was different. Sometimes I would say things to people, and I'd get in trouble for knowing something that I shouldn't know.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it took me quite a while. I came from a very, very religious family, and I never could get it. It was just always questions. I just always had questions, and they were never answered. And then I was in Israel in 1984, and I had a very bizarre experience there, and then things just started opening up, and I started receiving these messages from these beings who are claiming to be interdimensional beings, and they have given me so much, and the information that they've given me has, it started in the beginning of helping me to recover from the false information, this is my belief, the false information I was given by the churches. And they clarify everything in such a way that I can really embrace myself and my own beliefs and go so far beyond where I could go before.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know how much you want me to go into that part of it, but go ahead.
You can go as deep as you like, Kat. I mean, at the end of the day, this is about you. This is about your experiences and what you've experienced from them. So you go as deep as you like.
Okay, let me just start at the beginning with their teachings.
Yeah.
First of all, they call themselves the Chez Reliaz.
Uh-huh.
And it was 5 years before I figured out that that might mean Christ realization. And that just means a higher vibration within. It has nothing to do with any specific person who's walked on this planet before.
Yeah.
We all have a Christhood portion of ourselves that we're not recognizing. And one of the reasons we're not recognizing that is because of the misinformation, my belief, that we've received. And in the very beginning, they brought it down to very simple things. When I was a kid, I was 5 years old when I was saying, you know, you're telling me all men are sinners and they're evil and the devil's after them, so we're all going to hell. Why do I have to go to church?
And
that didn't go over real big. But that was the first thing, that was the one thing that Chez Reliaz really wanted to helped me to understand that in all of these teachings, doesn't matter what religion or what philosophy, there's truth, but you need to find your truth.
Absolutely.
And so they started off by saying, let's look at this. All men are sinners. Well, yeah, you know, and all mankind learns from their errors. So actually it's our job to sin. So that we figure out what we don't want, so we can start moving into what we do want. The other part of it is all men are evil. Well, yes and no. Spell evil backwards. It spells live. So if you're not living your life free and clear of all the garbage, you're living an evil life, which means, yes, every single person on this planet is evil by that definition. And then the devil's after you. Well, spell it backwards. It spells lived. So if we're living with regret and shame and blame and hatred, then we're living with the devil. The devil's within, and it's something we can do something about when we understand this.
Well, absolutely, because I've always been told by the higher beings that this life is a test. You know, that if there was a hell, hell was on earth. You understand what I mean? And we make our own, and we make our own tests in life. And it's how we deal with it and what we need to deal with it within the process of where we go within our life, what comes forward within it. And, and this is something that's very dear to my heart from what's been told to me by the higher beings, i.e. being somebody that is in connection with the universe and what I've been linked in through my life. So I totally get it. So sorry, go on, carry on.
Okay, you know, I was just thinking when you were talking, it reminds me of one time I was meditating and I remembered seeing that movie, The Buddha, where the Buddha's sitting and meditating and all of a sudden this monster comes out of the water and attacks him. Well, that's our darker side. That's the devil within. And once we meet it, it has no more power over us. See, once we can name something, we own it.
Yes.
And so if I can name what's happening inside of me, I own it. And, you know, one of the other things that they taught me is responsibility. And, you know, a lot of people cringe, oh, responsibility, I've got to grow up, I've got to do this. And really, when we look at it, responsibility means ability to respond. If I had something happen in the past and I didn't respond in a perfect way and I'm blaming myself, then I need to take a step back and look at the fact that at that moment I couldn't respond. I could not be responsible in that moment, but I learned from it. So if I have something like that happen again, I can be responsible. There's no shame. There's no blame. It's just about redefining our words.
You know, the thing is, again, it's a part of a test. We have hurdles in our life, and these are set up within our life through watching other people make mistakes, and we'll make the mistakes. But this is the human process of what's been bred into us and what we've seen over the years. But it's how we deal with it in a different energy and how we cope and become the people we are as we evolve. But I do believe, and this is very strongly, I do believe that there's a lot of us that aren't in the knowledge of what we have within this energy to be able to link with the universe. I believe that we all can, but I feel that we're starting to open up. Do you feel this is more to do with the 2012 energy, or do you just feel that this is something more coming forward for a bigger reason?
I believe that what happens is our galaxy has an orbit exactly the same as we orbit the sun. And we are actually going into a different portion or a different real estate, if you will, of the universe. And as we go through these different areas, if we look at the ancient yugas from India, we see, you know, the gold, the silver, the bronze, the iron. And while we're still in the iron, we're on the upsweep. We're at about 7 o'clock on the upsweep. And my belief is that we just went through, everybody's talking about December 21st, 2012. Well, you know, maybe there's going to be more shifts, but I just went through one out in the desert with some friends. And we saw this big energy vortex open, and we could feel the shift, and we felt. And at that moment, we set our intention because the moon was out, And it was just a little sliver of a moon, and it was so interesting when I looked up that sliver of a moon was at 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
And the way that the sun was hitting it, even the dark side of the moon had a glow around it. And we got the message that if you use your intention, you can take the first steps into this new energy. And so we did that. Not that there aren't other people, but in our little world, we don't know of anybody else who did that. And we put our footsteps into the path that hasn't been walked yet. And hopefully, we added our love and our intention of healing for the entire planet. And it was a very beautiful experience. Now, maybe December 21st will be a bigger shift. I don't
Absolutely.
Know.
Absolutely. I think that, when we look back over the energy of shifts and experiences, mm-hmm. and even going to the energies of, UFO sightings and things that's happened across, not just across the world. Here in the UK, there's been a massive amount of UFO sightings in the last sort of 24 months. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that this is, let's go to the energy of what I class as an alien. We are all aliens that sit in a universe. I'm an alien to somebody else, And, and the thing is that, the description of an alien can be sort of made, when we look at Hollywood, it's hyped up. Now, an alien to me is just another higher being. It's another angel, but comes in another form. And mm-hmm. the thing is I think that we fear what we've learned from what's been put out there. And I think it's such a devastating effect of what we put out there and what we fear. And actually, mm-hmm. what I actually feel from these beings, and I've brought these beings through mediumship, through my work. And it's something that I don't talk about, but it's something that a lot of people don't understand or don't get the concepts of. I know that there's some great mediums here in this country that don't talk about that so much, but they have come forward and know that they have connected with alien entity as they've worked. And this is something that happened to me time and time again on demonstration. I'll be out there in front of audiences, and then suddenly I'll have an appearance, not say anything to me, very short, traditional alien guy, 4 foot tall, very big head. He had like a fan at the back of his head, and he had almond eyes. And he would stand in front of me, and this is a guy that was called, and I later found out who he was, because I met him in meditation, my guide that I don't talk about much, and he's one that works with me more on the stuff on the humanitarian that's going on through the world. This is a guide called Konar. I just wondered if you also... you say you have a guide, Kat?
Well, actually, within the Chesrileas, they have been very reluctant to give me a name.
Right. Okay.
I understand. I can. It's like if I picked up the phone and I talked to you, I would know that it's you because I know your voice. Well, I know their energy signature, and when they call, I just have to sit quietly and I can hear what they have to say. One of the reasons why they say that they will not give me a name is, number one, they don't use names, they use energy signatures. But the other is that they said that if we give humans a name, you will worship us, and we do not want you to worship us. We are your brothers and your sisters.
Yes.
We are here to watch over you and to help you. We're like bigger brothers and sisters. But they just go on and on about how there's nothing to learn, there's only things to remember, how powerful we are. They talk about initiation, and they say that every initiation is merely a self-initiation. Mm-hmm. So what they do is they come to me, and I can tell who it is through their vibration, and they'll stand there and they'll hold it until I can match them.
Right.
And then I go up another level. But they're not doing anything. They're just being with me. It would be the same as if I loved somebody and they walked in a room. My spirits would lift. I would be happy that they're there. And that's how it feels with them.
Okay.
But they're adamant about no names.
Yeah, I got that. Because now there is this talk of star seeds, and I feel that I'm a star dancing. I thought right. I was a born-in and not a walk-in. I actually felt that I had this sort of gift early, but they come back, and I had this vision at 6 years old where they woke me up to where I'm working now as the medium and the psychic, you know, where I'm linking in with the energies.
Mm-hmm.
Where was your first experience? Can you remember where you were when you actually felt that first experience of communication?
Actually, it's really, really hard for me because I've always had it, so it just yeah. always felt normal. But when I was in Laughlin, I did an interview. That's the interview that you saw. And
yeah.
And what happened was I had always thought, oh, they're spirit guides or they're this or they're that. Not even putting the pieces together that I've seen ships, I've seen little beings, especially when I was a kid. I got a picture of a little being in the backyard like a year and a half ago.
Uh-huh.
So that's always been around me. But I was having dinner and at a big banquet for this. It was a UFO Congress in Laughlin.
Uh-huh.
And I was talking to some guy on my right, and we were talking about flying airplanes, and some guy on my left got right in my face and just said, so what does it feel like to fly a flying saucer? I was so open at that point. It was the first time I'd ever been around like-minded people who were
yeah.
pulling these pieces together that it really made me angry. And I just looked at him, and I started telling him exactly how you approach, how you fly, how you do this, what it feels like, that you don't
yep.
sit down because it's just a jumper. And I went on and on and on. His
yep.
mouth dropped open, and I started feeling bad, you know, and I said, I'm sorry. That was probably a dream. And he just looked at me, and he says, do you know who I am? And I was going, not a clue. I'm sorry. I don't know who you are. Well, I'm not going to say his name because I don't have his permission, but he's one of the most famous astrophysicists
right.
in the world. And he said, what you just told me was not a dream. And I all of a sudden, memory started flooding in. So that interview that you saw was just a few days later when all these memories started flooding
yeah, yeah.
in and the pieces started coming together. And it was like, I get it now. You know, so even though I'm in contact with them, there are certain things they're not going to tell me. I have to figure them out on my own.
Well, the thing is, Kat, I think there's always going to be controversy. No matter if you're talking to the other side, if you're connecting with the energies of alien entity, the thing is with it is that you've actually been on TV and you've actually taken a lie detector. So you're not stupid. You're not crazy. And you know, you've
exactly.
done them tests.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
and, you know, you've done radio and obviously now mm-hmm. you're working as a healer. You're working mm-hmm. as a psychic, you know, there's your website and people can check your website out if you want to just let them know what your website is.
Yes, it's www.katking.com.
And you're doing some amazing stuff there, Kat. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, like I explained to somebody a little while ago, that it doesn't matter on what energy you are getting it from. If it
mm-hmm.
works for you,
exactly.
like it works for me, then mm-hmm. why should it matter? Because at the end of the day, you're putting good out there. You're doing good. You're turning people's lives around, like myself and like many others, and
exactly.
many others that may connect on the same energy level as we do. I
yeah.
mean, I work very close to the Syrian energy. Now, this
mm-hmm.
takes you back to the energy of Egypt. But I do very much meditate on the solar system of Orion and on the dog star, the blue star in the sky. This is something I spoke to you earlier in the week about. And, you know, it amazed me on how many other mediums and psychics come forward to me and said, wow, I've had meditations. And in their meditations, I've seen your face and you've turned into an alien. Are you an alien, Grom? Well, you know, I've always debunked, and I think it's good to be a bit skeptical through life. And I'm one of these people that is skeptic, but skeptic to beyond the energy of getting to where you are within your life and what you do today. Because I debunk things in life, and I've
mm-hmm.
come across a lot of scenarios that have been brought forward to me, like yourself, Kat, that has proved for other people and what other people are saying about what's going on out there. And I think
yeah.
that we have to, because we're human beings and we learn from it. So when I'm tuned into the energy of yourself and when we talk, I get a buzz of excitement, like, hold up a minute, we are actually being listened to. This is something that hasn't been put out there as much as it should do. And this is something that they are excited about because they want to be acknowledged within the energy of what's going on out there. Do you understand what I mean? So we're coming together as one big family. And I'm a true believer that in time, in a place, something's going to come forward and they're going to go, do you know what? This is true. There's something coming out where we understand now that there is some other form of life out there. Now, may it be that we don't see it actually as an alien, okay, form. I was told a little while ago that through a situation that aliens could walk alongside us. They can walk with us because their vibration energy of their skeletal structure vibrates on a higher level than ours. We sort of around about 50 hertz. And obviously, you know, higher vibration, they vibrate on a different level. It's a bit like communicating or picking up a crystal. A crystal has its own vibration. We have a vibration. The alien entity or the alien being or greater being, they're not meant to be seen because they're classed as an angel figure. And the early descriptions of the Bible, and I'm not going to go too much into the Bible, it's only what I've learned because I'm not a religious person, but I do know that Peter... St. Peter had a vision about the angels coming out of the clouds from a ladder. There was talk of this. Was it they actually alien beings that were coming out of a spacecraft down a ramp? And these are all the things that you know, were depicted. Because when we look at angels in early descriptions of the Bible were depicted with no wings. They were human-looking like us, like we are. Now, I've heard stories also that a lot of the alien beings, and they're around about 29 different species of alien that have acknowledgedly been picked up or looked upon, that have crashed to Earth or been on Earth that people know about, that there's 29 different energies of alien beings. So with it all, it does make me think that, you know, if we can think or know that there's something within an energy of leaving the body and continuing life on, then why can't we then believe that there's another being out there on another planet or another energy source that can tap into our vibration?
Exactly. You know, if you look at if you look at art from about the 1400s to the 1600s or 1700s, the religious art, the Madonna holding the baby Jesus, and up in the sky, there is a UFO with little occupants in it looking down. And over to the other side, there's a man and a dog standing on a cliff looking up at it. There's many instances of that. Now, why in the 1400s to 1600s were these religious paintings including UFOs? And where did they even get the idea for it?
Well, this is the thing, and not only that. If you go down to the Mayan province where the actual pyramids are, there's actually been said, and this has been picked up by you know, archaeologists and things, that there was a two-mile runway that goes out in the jungle and stops, and they didn't know why. There's also, you know, obviously through hieroglyphics of the ancient Egypt. Pyramids. There's things there that have been passed over, like crystal skulls and things like that. And I'm a great believer that, from what I've been told and what I've had visions on, that when you look at the pyramids of Giza, they're aligned slightly opposite at 26 degrees. Mm-hmm. If you look at Orion's belt, it aligns exactly the same. Now, there's been lots of talk that Orion's belt will align with the pyramids of Giza on 21st of December 2012. They also say that it hasn't happened for 42,000 years, but also at that time, the constellation of Leo will sit precisely over the Sphinx. Now, these are all things that have been scientifically proven, because I was talking on a show a few years ago when I worked up in Liverpool, and we had some paranormal psychology stroke scientists, and they actually said, you know what, we can actually back the information up of what you've been told, because people have been saying that this thing's going to happen. Other psychics have all around the world have been picking up what you're picking up, Grant. And I knew nothing about 2012, 8 years ago. I knew nothing about it until I had this voice come forward. So this that's going on, it's a purpose. I mean, at the end of the day, 2012, if we look at the process of what's happening, you know, the Mayans talked about it, the Hopi tribe talked about it, the Freemasons talked about it and put it all over their buildings, and also the Egyptians talked about it. We're talking about four different cultures. There's something in this. Now, we're not saying it's the end of the world. I don't believe it's the end of the world. That's not what I was given. But I was given that there has to come a point where we have to realize that we cannot be doing the things that we are doing in this world.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
We're talking about technology. We're talking about cloning. We're talking about preserving life, because we don't have that choice.
Mm-hmm.
The higher beings have that choice.
Yeah,
you know, where they had the choice of what happens within the earth. I mean, we're taking the goodness out of this planet, and they're trying to save us. The higher beings, the entities of the alien beings, they are there to sort of preserve us and guide us through. So even though people are having these experiences of UFO sightings and they're worried, I know from my knowledge that I feel that we're being looked over and being protected, and we have nothing to fear from them. What's your belief, Kat?
Well, I really believe that one of the reasons we're having so much activity right now is that it's time for the people to wake up. Mm-hmm. It's time to put shame, blame, guilt, and all the other stuff behind us and start walking forward as brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
It's so difficult because we're raised in a world to hate what we fear. And, I mean, I haven't owned a television in 20 years. But I, you know, see it from time to time, and I kind of know what's on there. And it's all about blood and guts and killing and fear. And then you turn on the news, and it's like this bad thing happened and that bad thing happened, and now they're going to come and get you. Until we stop for a moment and start learning that in this moment, right here, right now, there's nothing threatening me. You know, there could be an earthquake on the way. There could be, you know, horrible things on the way, but in this moment, it's a perfect moment. And if I can stay in the moment, it will stay a perfect moment. But another thing that I'd like to mention is that from the research that I've done, when we're in physical, whether it's a ET or it's us, and we are ETs, but ETs from someplace else, there is that duality, and there is the darker, if you will. Not all. I wouldn't walk up to any alien. I mean, if I saw one land, I'd stand back and wait and see who got out. you know, they're not all love and light. You know, I'm not going to go into the dark side of it, but you can look online, and there's some stuff that's going on.
You have
to follow your heart, is what it is.
Yeah, I've heard this. Now, I don't know, because I only work with the vibration of the energy of the Sirian energy of the aliens that come from around the Rhine and that solar system, and that's the energy that I've specifically work with. So I don't know much about the other ones, but I do realize that there was talk, and there's a famous guy over here called David Icke that talks.
Oh, I know
about,
David. In fact, I met him. I went to pick him up at the airport when he spoke out here.
Well, I follow these guys because I find them interesting.
He's great. Yeah.
And David Wilcox.
Yeah.
Yeah, I look at a lot of his stuff, and I'd love to have a conversation with Dave, because, you know, this is a man who's a psychic as well, and he's got a lot of knowledge on what goes on and the energy of what's happening around 2012. So, guys, if you're interested in these guys, David Wilcox, David Icke, go and check these guys out. They're amazing as well. And, you know, obviously, Kat, you've met these guys. When you speak to people like David Icke and David Wilcox or whatever, you know, do you just feel the same energy with them like you're talking to me now? Do you just get this rapport off them?
Well, now, David Wilcox, I've been in a room with him, but I haven't actually gone over and talked to him.
Right.
Now, with David Icke, he had just flown in from England. He was tired. He's a very, very, very nice man, just down to earth, just somebody that you would enjoy sitting down talking to. So I don't know him. It was just that brief meeting, but I did like him a lot. And I believe, you know, nobody's 100% correct, but I believe that most of his information is correct. And God bless him. I mean, he's paid a price to get this out there.
Absolutely.
And, yeah.
Coming beyond all what we're talking about with where we are and our beliefs, listen, you know, at the end of the day, Kat, like I said, validating what you do within the energy of what you're doing now as being the healer, the psychic, you know, this is what I'm saying to you. It's giving you the energy to help others here on the earth plane. It's
exactly. But, you know, the most important thing that they've been teaching me is that you can't give what you don't have. So you've got to work really hard on yourself first. And I have walked through challenges that most people haven't even thought of walking through. You know, I had a serious accident. I'm allergic to most medication, including pain medication. I had illness because of putting up with all of that pain. And so I had no choice but to look to the alternative. I mean, it was like my life path, every door closed, and there was nothing left except to do what I've done. Now, on my website, I donated 18,000 hours to researching all of that. Of course, it was for me first, and then it just got bigger and bigger and bigger, and I just thought, you know, I know what it's like to be sick and terrified. And so I put that online. So for free, people can read it online for free. You know, just for another idea. And I have found that when I'm working with the natural substances, it just opens me up in all different ways. I work a lot with essential oils. And, so it has been a hard road that I have walked. So the things that I talk about are not, you know, pie in the sky theories that have come to me. These are things I've had to walk. And,
well, I'll tell you a little story, Kat. About 5 years ago, I was working as the medium. I do platform work. I was working in a holistic shop doing readings. And there was this one particular, it was a November. I can remember it as vague as anything, as plain as anything, sorry. And I was sitting out. And it was freezing cold here in England. It was a winter night, but it was absolutely crystal clear in the sky. The stars were amazing. And where I lived, there was not much light pollution, and you could see a lot of stars up there. And I laid there in the cold with a blanket over me on like a patio chair. And I looked up at the sky, and I was looking up there for half an hour. And at that particular point, you know, life wasn't that great for me. I was going through major changes within the energy of my relationship. Things weren't good. You know, work wasn't great at that time. It was going downhill a little bit. And it's that time of the year, because, you know, certain times of the year with this work, we struggle. But it was my full-time job, and I had, you know, I was really sort of desperate within the energy that I need something, give me something. And I saw this most amazing shooting star. And you know, like, when you see...
that happen once, too.
You know when you see, like, a really bright sort of rocket from a firework go across the sky? Well, it was so bright, and it had a trace of tail on it that was just so enormous. I wished at that point... I made a wish on that point. I said, please give me something that's going to prove my work. Get me out there and get this message across. Because a lot of people around my area knew who I was. I said, give me. 2 weeks later, I got an interview to go on TV for a massive psychic TV channel over here in England. I got that job, and I was in that job for coming up to 4 years. And it got me to where I am today and what I'm doing today. And I'm a firm believer that they gave me a sign from the heavens above, from the universe. And I'm sure that that's what's got me where I am today on a bigger scale. I mean, I could have been big in where I was, but now people know me. And look, I'm talking to you guys, and I'm connecting with you across the other side of the pond, and that's amazing. Yeah. Now, Kat, I know you're a psychic, and I could talk to you for hours, and there's never enough time on these shows, but we're going to have a piece of music in a minute. We're going to bring the energy down a little bit and bring it more into the spiritual. Would you be kind enough to show me your gift and help a couple of these guys that we've got coming through on the radio, on
sure.
the line.
Yeah.
What we're going to do is we have a piece of music, and I will talk to you towards the end of the show quickly, because do you know what? I'd love to hop on a plane, come out and meet you and literally talk, and maybe one day we will. We'll meet and we'll do
that. That'd be awesome, yeah.
It'd be absolutely fantastic. But we're going to play a piece of music now.
Okay.
And it's a lovely piece of music. I love this one because it comes from a lovely film called The City of Angels. And I can't remember her name now, but it's a Sarah, I think it's McLaughlin. It's a lovely, lovely piece of music, and it goes a little something like this. I hope you enjoy this, guys. This is so nice. Enjoy this one. I know I will.
Spend all your time waiting for that second chance, for a break that would make it okay. There's always some reason to feel not good enough, and it's hard at the end of the day. I need some distraction.
Wow, what a lovely piece of music. And I've got to say, it touches me every time I hear it. You know, when we talk about vibration of energy on every level, like I say, you know, you're never alone because, you know, there's always an angel nearby you. There's always an energy of whatever it may be that feels right for you. And this is why we talk about the above and beyond being different within the energy of what I want to bring into this show. And we mix it up. Now, obviously, guys, I have a lot of belief systems and light cat out there. But we are psychics. We are mediums. We do tune into the energy of spirit. We do connect on that level. And that's pretty much first where I have to be with my work, because I feel that it's important that I'm dealing with the issues of people here on the earth plane, and also dealing with people going through grief. And that's where my main healing is that I am the medium. I am dealing with people's energy, that people have lost people along the way, and where the guidance comes in. And this is what we're going to do right now. We've got a lovely caller on the line. I know that Donna's there. Donna, are you there? Hello.
Hi, Donna. Ask you some. Oh, good. I want to ask you, how did I go about getting a private reading from you? Because I couldn't figure it out on the internet.
Okay. Right. What you do is you go through. If you go on there, you can go through to my personal email address. That's grantcollier@googlemail.com. Okay. If you go through to that particular address, and it's spelt the same way, C-O-L-Y-E-R, because a lot of people get that confused. Okay, come through, we'll book it up, we'll arrange it, and I'll give you the details how to get through to me on Skype and bits and pieces, and then you can book it online and do it through the website, okay?
Okay, how do you spell your last name?
It's C-O-L-Y-E-R.
Okay, I could not figure it out for nothing, but now I know. So it's grantcollier@googlemail.com.
Absolutely. You're not the first person, so don't worry about it, Donna. Okay, Donna, is there any specific question you want to ask us, or do you want a general, just to go into the energy of what you want from the reading?
Yeah. This is my second reading with you, by the way. I had one a little while back, but I really appreciate it. That'd be wonderful. There was one thing. I kind of had not a falling out with a dear friend of mine. I'd known him for 30 years. His sister made up something, and so I wanted to know if we were going to be back together the way we were. I plan on taking care of him. He's 90 years old, and if that will happen, because I really care for this person a lot, and his sister made up something.
What I'm going to do is I'll start this reading off, and then I'm going to get Kat to come in and give you a little bit more of what she's feeling around it, okay? So basically, what I'm feeling around this is that I do feel that there's an energy of a process where you're coming back in together again. I got to say to you, though, can you understand where we went back to the energy of March, where things changed around the energy of this process?
Yeah.
Right, there was a March situation there where things started to happen, or changes around the process of you and the other person. And it feels like we've got the change of stuff which continued on to where you are today. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
Right, now I feel that this is very hard times for you, because I'm being told here I've got a very, very strong male energy here in spirit, and it almost feels to me that if this is not a father, it's a grandfather, and I'm just feeling his energy coming into the side of me here. And I've got the feeling here that I've got a connection around the energy of September with a birthday or an anniversary around that particular person. Do you understand who this is?
Yeah, I think it's my dad.
That's fantastic, darling. He did feel like a father figure. And the feeling is, what I get here, is that he's looking over this process, and there's been a lot of upset around this as well, because it's taking you back. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
And the feeling is that, I don't know if you've been crying about it, but it deeply has hurt you. Do you understand that?
Absolutely.
Because, do you know what? It's the word that I just got told in my ear by your father here is that it's all stupidity. It's either the situation's stupid and it's arose to where it is today, but there's stupidity within the energy of it. Do you understand what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And the feeling is, what he's saying to me here is that I feel that that person will come back into the zone, and it won't be you doing it. But however much energy that you have trying to make this work, it's falling on deaf ears. So if you've been trying to, let them come back on their own energy. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, just leave it be then, right?
Absolutely. Oh, right, okay. Because the feeling is, it's just said to me that they are coming forward. Did you have any sort of connection around August time, or was there something in August where there was some sort of talk between you two?
Yeah, about me coming out there or him moving here so that I could take care of him.
Right. Can you understand that August connection, or where you contacted each other in August?
Yeah.
Right, okay. But I do feel that this is going to still be a course of time, and I don't get this until the new year. I've got to be truthful with you. I'm not getting the energy until February. I feel also that with you, you're a very gentle person. You're a very sensitive person, I'm being told here, and it does affect you quite hard. Do you understand this?
Oh, yes. I've been very depressed about it, yeah.
You are. You're a sensitive, healing energy. And that's not just within him. That's in the energy of everybody. Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they're saying to me here, it's not going to be easy, though. It's not going to be easy. It might still be hard work within that process, but it will be February that I'm picking up where I've got you two coming together. Do you understand what I mean?
Okay. But maybe that'll be the time that I go out there to take care of him.
Well, just remember February, and I'm getting around the late February period, around the 25th, 27th, I'm being shown on the calendar here in my clairvoyance. Do you understand this?
Yes, yeah.
Right. Now, I've got celebrations. It almost feels like you're blindfolded. You don't know what to do with it at the moment. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yeah.
You've left it where it is, and I think that's the best place to leave it because, okay, he actually needs you more than you think.
Yes. I agree.
Is the words that I've just been said in my ear. He needs you more than you think. So leave it and let him come to you, because all the putting the energy forward to him is, it's not that he's selfish, but there's this energy like he feels like he can come to you at any time because he knows you're going to be there. Step back and let him come forward. Do you understand what I mean?
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. Yes.
Right, because what they're saying to me here within the energy is that with this, you know, you could be flogging a dead horse by putting that energy forward. You've got to allow him to come forward to you, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's good energy here. Have you been married before?
No.
Right. Was you ever engaged?
What?
Was you engaged before?
Close, but I'd like to get married.
Right, there's a feeling here of putting a ring on your finger and taking it off. So I don't know if that's something that you've had and you've took off and you put back on again. Normally that symbolises for me from spirit that somebody's either been engaged or married and they come away, but they're going to be married or engaged again. Do you understand that?
Yeah, well, I was given an engagement ring, but I wasn't ready for marriage.
Right, okay.
But then I did wear the ring. Yeah.
That's absolutely fine, as long as you understand where it is. And who's got the little boy?
The little boy would be my niece has a little boy.
Because I'm sending over love to a child here from your father. Okay, he's sending
Aww.
His love. Over. And he's
yeah.
also who also is the male J name? That's either John, Joe.
John.
Yeah.
Oh, that was my boyfriend that died. That's his name. That's the
okay,
one that gave me the
ring.
Okay,
he's over there with your father, I'm being told
oh.
here. He's over there with him. And I feel that I've got quite a tragic sort of energy with the energy of his passing. Do you understand this?
Yeah, it was tragic. He drowned. He was inebriated, and he drowned going back to his boat.
He did. And I've got to say to you that and at that particular point, he wasn't supposed to be where he was going, or he wasn't supposed to be there at that time. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it means like he was not in the area where he should have been at the point of where he drowned. And that's not because
oh.
he was out in the water, but it feels like he either shouldn't have took the trip, or he wasn't meant to go on that trip, or there was something around the energy of not being in that place and he shouldn't have been there. And it was almost like a freak feel. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know what he's trying to give me, but go away and think about that. But Johnny's with him here, okay? Quite a strong man, quite a broad man. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Yeah, quite a broad energy I've got within him. But look, I'll leave these love with you. But look, listen, this connection will come in February. I'm going to pass this quickly over to Kat and see what she picks up. Kat, are you there, my darling?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Kat.
Hi. He pretty much covered it all, but one of the things that I'd like to call your attention to is a lot of times when we have a conflict with people, we still see it as out there, something that happened out there. You might want to look within yourself because you've questioned yourself on all of this. Let me just give you an example. I was with somebody who was late all the time, and I don't do that to people. I'm always on time. And I kept thinking, why am I with somebody who is so inconsiderate? And then I realized that I was doing this to me. I would make promises to me that I wouldn't keep. And so he was a reflection of that. So what I'm saying to you is, if you look within, and how is this situation a reflection of how you treat yourself? Because that might help this whole thing come to pass the way that you want it to come to pass.
Yeah,
does that make
like
sense?
I'm always the one saying, oh, like, forgiveness and whatever, and it had nothing to do with me. The woman has Alzheimer's, and she thought that I was friends with somebody back east that she didn't like. And that's what this is all about. And I don't even know the people.
Right.
I've never even met people. But in her mind, she thinks that I'm friends with this person that she didn't like. So that's why this all came up. And then she called the police and started yelling at me on the phone. And it really had nothing to do with me. Because
so you really created a big one there so that you could take a look at this. This is what I'm really feeling. How many times do you feel that you're misunderstood? What I'm saying. This is
all
a big lesson for you to look within and to clean up what's going on within you. You are a very bright light. You have a lot of love and you have a lot to give, but what I'm feeling is you're holding yourself back.
I don't know how I'm misunderstood. I just come out that way. I think there's a side of me that's very young that hasn't developed, and because of that I get misunderstood.
Mm-hmm. But how are you misunderstanding yourself? How are you not looking right at your own things? See, when I was talking before at the beginning of the show about responsibility, it only means ability to respond. So if you kind of look at your ability to respond in different situations and how they came out, if you look at yourself, somehow in there, you're treating yourself and thinking about yourself the same way. Not the same words, the same feeling as was created in this situation, this misunderstanding.
Oh.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's complicated, though. But
it's
complicated.
Do you meditate?
Pardon me?
Do you meditate?
I do. And that's how I commune with God when I meditate.
This would be a great one for you to sit down and meditate on and just hold that thought of being misunderstood and how you're misunderstanding yourself, maybe. Because it all starts within us. I know that if I make a decision that I'm going to go to the store and I'm going to buy X, Y, and Z, I'm going to go to the store and buy X, Y, and Z. You know, because I've made that decision. But you can't make a decision if you don't know what it is that you're going for. So if you will sit down and meditate and on this miscommunication, I think that you might just be ready to pop open and maybe even become psychic yourself on a good level.
Yeah, I am pretty psychic, Kat. I know when I'm going to win things. I know exactly. I mean, one time I traveled 4 hours because a month later I had to be there to win this big TV, and I even got somebody with a truck. I mean, I absolutely knew.
That is awesome.
Hey, I just have these inclinations, like, and I just go for it, you know?
Uh-huh.
But this hurt me a little bit with my friend because I do have a lot of love for him, and I do look forward to taking care of him and all. But Grant, you know, just, you know, told me that, you know, things will be resolved in February, so I'm happy about that.
Okay.
You know,
Go on, Donna, sorry.
Do you think I was thinking of starting a nonprofit organization because I need more purpose in my life. And do you see me going through with that?
Go for it, Kat.
I'm not seeing a totally nonprofit. No, I'm seeing more of a gathering. You're pulling people together, like-minded people together for a gathering. I guess you could pull that under a nonprofit, but I do see money changing hands on that. I think it would be awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right, I'm going to think about that too then.
Are you thinking of pulling like-minded people together sharing information?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's a good idea to do that. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. If you sit and really start cleaning up all of this stuff on the inside that we were talking about, I think that you're going to have these inner doors that are going to open and you're going to know the right direction. And, yeah, that group idea of pulling people together, that's a wonderful idea for you.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Sorry to cut
you,
girls. I hope that's helped you, Donna.
Did
you get
so
a lot
much.
From that?
Yeah, so
I love the way that Kat reads, because she goes to the real deep core of the situation within you. And that's just fantastic. So I hope you've got a grasp about.
Really did, and I'm
going to
meditate. I'm going to meditate now, and really get to that, because I am misunderstood, and you really helped me with that, Kat. Thank you very much.
Oh, that's wonderful. Once you open that door, your light is just brighter and brighter and brighter.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, bless your heart. Kat, fantastic, darling. Donna, it was an absolute pleasure.
Thank you,
love
Kat.
And light to you, darling. And, we'll put out a lot of positive and healing energy towards you and hope that you get everything that you want. But look out for February next year.
I will.
I feel that this connection will be good.
Oh, good. I'll let you know. I'm going to call you. I'm going to make a Skype connection with you.
Bless your heart. Fantastic. Please do. Okay. I hope you've got all the information there on how to contact me. Now, listen, it's been an absolute pleasure, Donna, and we wish you all the best, my darling. We've got so many people that we've got to get through, but I hope that's helped.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure.
No problem, darling. God bless. Take care.
God bless
you, darling.
Too.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I do believe we have the lovely Desiree on the line. Hello, Desiree, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, and I've got a lovely energy within you. I've almost got this real positive vibe within you. But the thing
oh, do
is,
you?
At the moment, but at the moment, there's this feeling of being a little bit lost. Do you understand what I mean by that?
I'm lost, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit lost. Now, within the energy, you're single at the moment, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I've got a younger energy coming forward to you, my darling, but it will be for a process of working. Okay. Now, I don't know if this is a question that you wanted to ask, but, this is the first thing they're guiding me to here. I also get the feeling here that I've got the energy of something to the side of you that might have gone or you've lost along the way. Now, this could well be a relationship, and I feel that we're going back a little period of time, but it actually feels like I've got a real deep energy of loss here. So I don't know if that's because they passed or it just took a big chunk
no,
out
they,
of your life.
No, they passed. He's there.
That's,
he's up there.
That's fantastic. Not fantastic that he's passed, but fantastic that I'm picking up on his energy so I can see what I can get within the energy of him, okay? I do feel that what I've got here is a guy that would have stood by your side very closely and had a lot of feeling of love for you, but I've got a chest situation going on here. What was going on with his chest? Was there a heart attack?
Maybe he's saying my chest. He died from liver.
Okay. He's pointing to his chest here. Have you been having problems with your chest then?
Yes, I have a very bad heart.
Okay, my darling, because he's pointing to the chest here. And is it like an angina feel? Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I've had heart attacks and I have 8 stents, so yes.
Oh, bless your heart, darling. And he says to me here that I've got a younger energy coming in, and he wants this younger energy to come in. And when the process happens, you'll know about it, okay? And you'll feel this connection coming in quite strongly. I feel within the connection, what he's trying to say is he wants you to be happy and know that whoever comes into your life is right by your side, my darling. Doesn't matter what you do, he just wants you to be happy. You understand this?
Yes.
Now, at the moment, you wouldn't know who this man is, but I do pick up on a water sign energy. I feel that I want to say Cancerian, and I feel that the guy will be a Cancerian, comes in. Very caring type, but also very sort of logical and very hard-working. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
Now, have you got a daughter?
Do I have dogs? Oh,
dogs
in spirit? Yes.
Okay. You got a daughter in spirit, do you say?
A daughter.
Yeah, have you got a
She died before she was born.
That's no problem, because I'm just letting you know that there's a daughter around you as well. And your husband's letting you know that the daughter's there. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
I also get the feeling... I'm laughing here because he's making me giggle. So he must have been quite a character in life. Your
oh, he was.
Oh, God, he's making me laugh. So he's having a joke about this process of what we're doing now. He's, you know, even though I'm sitting here giving you the link from him from Spirit, he's laughing and going, do you know what? I wouldn't believe this at all. And he's having a laugh. He's having a laugh about it. Now, I do get a guy here that was pretty good with his hands. What I mean by that, he either worked with his hands or he was quite physical. Do you understand what I mean?
He used to play the drums.
Right, because all I can see him is doing something with his hands. He's got something in them. So I know that there's pretty much this energy. But I do get a very, very intelligent man here as well. I get an intelligence within him. He makes me feel intelligent. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
You never moved on after?
I'm not really interested to be moving on, you know.
That's fine. But remember that the younger energy comes in. Now, what you do with it is free will. We all have free will. But they're
right.
Bringing the energy forward, and you will recognize it, and you will know it when you see it. So it'd be a little bit of a shock to you, even though you're not feeling it. But this won't happen until next year, my darling. And I'm getting the energy of around about May, where I feel the link comes in around. Now, also, very quickly, what is it that you've got to sort out in boxes that's around you at the moment?
His stuff. When he
died,
he left everything to my son, and my son moved everything in here. That's all his boxes.
Oh, God, he says you've got to sort it all out, darling, because it's holding past energies within you. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
He's basically, by holding the energy of his items in boxes, right, he's not helping a process of moving forward. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Yes.
And he says to me, it's important that we need to shift these boxes around the house, okay?
Yes.
You've seen him, haven't you? Or you've seen him after he's passed? You've felt his energy or seen him near you?
Through a dream.
Fantastic. He just says that you've seen him. He's come through to you, he says. He says to me here, who's Mark Martin?
Mark or Martin? I don't know.
Right, on this side of life, somebody that would have been connected to him in life, and it may not be a family member.
Oh, that might be his uncle.
Right, because it feels like I'm sending love over to a Mark or a Martin. I'm just getting the M-A-R, but I know it's a male, okay?
Yes.
And I just feel also that there's a feeling here of sadness of not being or talking to you the way he wanted to talk to you before he passed. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
There was something going on before his passing where he felt he never spoke to you properly in the way that he wishes he had done.
Yes, his family and everything was around, and every time he tried to talk while he was dying, they kept interrupting him, like they didn't want him to say whatever he was going to say.
Bless your heart, darling. He just turned around and said to me, no matter what you didn't get to say, you have said through the energy of speaking to him in spirit, and he's heard the words, okay? He also wants you to know that October, this month just gone, or this month we're in, sorry, is important within a month of a birthday or celebration or anniversary. Do you understand this?
Maybe my birthday was September.
No, I'm going to October. He's still looking at October around. Now, it could well be something to do with an anniversary of when he met you. It could be something to do with his passing. Or it could be another anniversary around somebody that was close to him. But I know it's a big, big anniversary month for him. Okay?
Okay.
And it's something deep to your heart. So take it away and remember it. But what he also says to me here is that we have to be careful on your legs.
Oh, yes, my legs, yes.
Yes, because he says to me, just be careful when you're on your legs and you're walking around, okay? He doesn't want to worry you, but he's been looking at you and he's been around you and he's saying, just be careful because not that you're dithery, but you're a little bit uneven on your legs. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yes, 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 definitely.
So you might bang in, you might bang into things he's saying here, okay? He just wants to send his love over to you, darling, and say that he is close to you, but to remember to look out for this new energy of a guy coming forward. I'm going to hand it over to Kat and see what she's picking up for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Bless your heart, darling. Take care.
Thank you so much.
That was great, Grant.
Thank you.
Hi, Desiree.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Are you still there?
Hello?
Oh, yeah. I just had a little blip on my end. Basically, what I'm feeling around you is you've had a life that's been very sad. Is that correct?
No.
Well, you carry a lot of sadness inside of you is what I'm feeling.
Sadness maybe in the side of me. I don't let it out. I always, I could be sad and then be happy. When, yes.
Yes. So you're carrying a lot of sadness. You're holding it in. You're not letting it out. And this started when you were about three. Something happened when you were about three. Do you remember some incident when you were three where you realized that you can't always trust the people that are taking care of you?
I don't remember three.
Maybe 3 to 5, but there was some specific thing that you made up your mind that you were going to be a happy person no matter what, and you keep stuffing your feelings. And you, when you're the saddest, you'll tend to giggle. Is that correct?
Yes, or I'm real quiet. I'm either...
Yeah. Right,
yeah.
Right. So one of the things that I'm suggesting, because I work on mostly the energy that's happening within you, it would be wonderful. Do you ever meditate or pray or?
I've been trying to meditate because I have been told that I have healing powers. I don't
yes.
know how to use them.
Well, you won't learn how to use them until you start looking within. And, you know, when I was talking before about good and evil and all that kind of stuff, it's
yes.
like we're duality. Everything about you is beautiful. Everything. Our sickness leads us to areas that we want to go that are not sickness. You know, we are powerful beings. But until we know ourselves, one of the things that would be very helpful for you, because what you're doing right now is this sadness is starting to build up in your body. That's one of the reasons that you had the heart problem. That's one of the reasons that you're having the problems with the legs, because at this point you don't want to move forward. Does that make sense to you?
No, that makes perfectly sense. I've been really hibernating.
Exactly. So what's happening is that you're holding all of this energy in and it's manifesting in your body. Now, Grant just told you that your loved ones are watching over you. They want you to move forward.
Yes.
Now, that doesn't mean that you have to be in another relationship or you have to go out, you know, and you know, join the circus. It just means to know yourself and be happy with yourself. When you go out, make the giggles a real joy, not something that's hiding the pain that you're holding. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, I was molested at 8. Maybe you're thinking 8.
That's when
my sister was supposed to be watching me, and she took her eyes off of me, and some old man got a hold of me.
You are holding that sadness, and you are holding that helplessness.
I was very sad after that. Yeah, right. I had changed after that, right.
Exactly, exactly. And you know, what was done to you is not who you are. And that would be a wonderful thing for you to begin to explore and to let go and to realize that you're a beautiful, beautiful being. And you have so much inside of you, but you won't let it out until you clear this up.
Do you see me working with people to help them with my healing powers?
After you help yourself. You have to help yourself. You can't give what you don't have. I'm just getting such a strong message that if you can hear what I'm saying, please, if you have to join a group, maybe by joining a group you could, you know, open yourself up and then help others in the group. But the most important thing is to begin with yourself first.
I'm finding more and more the urge to help myself. Like you said, I always put myself where I just block out people, you know, like I just want to be alone. And,
exactly.
And that's how it's been since I've been molested, to be honest with you. And
it's because you've been trying to heal this, and you've been blaming yourself.
Oh, I really did blame myself after that happened. I was 8 years old, and I told my mother, and it was kept a secret because they were scared my father was going to go kill this guy.
Exactly, yeah.
So it was just like, you don't talk about it, just don't talk about it. And and I just kept it in, and it hurt.
Well, now look what you just did. You told 35 or 40,000 people. Isn't that beautiful? That's beautiful, you know, because it wasn't.
Yeah.
It should not have been a secret, because that is not, it wasn't you. You didn't do anything. You were a victim in that case, and just take your power back. You just shared an awesome piece of energy. So take your power back.
You're right. And I think, I think I have a lot more to give, and that's what's been holding me back.
Sure
even
do.
Like as far as men go. After that, I was young. I didn't want to be bothered.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So how beautiful is that?
Well,
that you shared that with us. That is really awesome. Thank you.
Thank you for letting it come out, because I have just never talked about it. So just thank you for bringing it back into my memory.
The big way. That's awesome.
Bless your heart. Do you know what? This is what it's all about. This work, Desiree. You know, Kat is touched on something that's brought something out in you, and sometimes we have demons inside us that we have to release to be able to move on to help others. And I totally agree with what Kat's saying. You have to heal yourself first.
Yeah, because
you've just gone
I always thought
process.
I did something for him to do what he did to me. I thought I maybe encouraged it. Even at 8, I thought I had encouraged it.
And that's quite understandable, because when you're young, you don't know any different. And I think that, you know, that's pretty much within anything that we do as a child. We take the blame on things and we hide it inside. But for you, you've actually gone and healed yourself tonight by bringing it out. And this is the start of a process. And even though Kat's taken fantastic to tap into that deep energy, Kat. But this is what it's all about. It's okay connecting on the energy of where I've connected with the energy of a loved one past, but Kat's tapped into a deep energy there, and it's like peeling away the energy of an onion and getting to the core process of where it's all about. So I take my hat off to Kat there. It was fantastic.
I do too. Thank you, Kat.
And I've got to say to you,
thank you.
Oh, bless you. I've got to say, I hope that's really helped you. I know that if it was me sitting here, it would have helped me.
Yes, it did. Because it just brought back, you know, I didn't even think about that. But I do stuff my energy, and that's exactly the words I use. I do stuff my feelings down. So,
But this is also the energy of holding back feelings and moving on after something that was close to us, i.e. like your ex-partner, or not your ex-partner, your partner in spirit. So this is a process where we need to open up. And even if there's a gentleman coming into your life, it doesn't mean to say you need to take it on as a relationship. Remember that friendship is also good as well, and a deep friendship, right, and a caring energy that can pull us through to other areas of our life, that brings forward more sunshine, I would like to say, more light into our life. So I really do hope that's helped you, darling. We wish you all the best for everything. And I've got to say to you, you've got a fantastic energy.
Remember
to let that energy shine. Let them demons go. Bring it out. Talk to people. And then, at that point only, like Kat said there, that's when you can move forward and actually help others. But we've got to help ourselves first.
Right. It was a beautiful reading, and I thank you very, very, very much.
And
well,
that's
thank
why,
you. And Grant. I just love how you pull all the people.
Well, that's where the mediumship comes in. Firstly, it's pretty much a raw thing for me. I that's the way that I work. I'm straightforward. They come in and they validate. But the biggest thing is. The for me here is the healing process that she's just gone through, and that's important. So we wish you all the best, Desiree, and like I say, I only had the best on this show, and Kat's proved that tonight, that within the energy of what she's just brought forward was amazing, and I really, really hope now that you can take that in, take it away, and work on yourself. Because
right, I'm going to start meditate more and opening up. I have been opening up more since I've been, calling mediums and stuff. So
yep.
I'm gonna definitely open up more and start healing.
But do you know what I always say? Don't always keep your head in the clouds. You have to balance the energy here on the material plane as well. So remember, talk to people this side of life as well. Not the energies that are out there. That's fine to do so and find the answers, but also connecting and reconnecting with people around you also helps. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes. No, like I said, sometimes I just close myself off and I don't want to hear anybody or anything. And I know when I am around people, I get joy and I bring joy to them. And,
bless you.
It sounds a little bit above myself, huh?
Listen,
I'm just recognizing your light.
Listen, there's nothing wrong with self-empowerment. There's nothing wrong with that. Because self-empowerment gets you to where you want to be in life. Mm-hmm. And that's my biggest theory. Empowerment is something that I always put out to people because, it gets you to a higher level of vibration of energy of where you want to be and understanding. And that's where, the process of life is all about. There's nothing wrong with being a little bit empowered or, ego, as long as it doesn't go to your head. Do you understand what I mean?
No. That's what I was thinking, boy.
Listen, don't change your energy. Your energy is fantastic. We're going to leave you now, my darling, and we wish you all the best because we're going to play a little song in a minute.
I'll call you and I'll let you know how I make out.
Oh, thank you very much. And also, Kat's going to give her a website at the end of the show.
Yes,
so you can also be able to get in contact with her if you need any more advice, darling. I'm sure she'll be there for you 24/7 as much as I will be. So wish you all the best.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, Kat, we're going to have a little song because we've got about half hour left of the show. So we're going to play a nice little piece of music now. This is a song that pretty much is about thinking about other people. And it's one of my grandfather's favourites. And I played the one last week that was his favourite. But this artist brings it home to me. It's called The Very Thought of You. And it's by the lovely Nat King Cole. And it goes like this.
The very thought of you and I forget to do the little ordinary things that everyone ought to do. I'm living in a kind daydream. I'm happy as a king. it may seem to me, that's everything, the mere idea of you. The longing here for you, you'll never know how slow the moments go till I'm near to you. I see your face in every flower, your eyes and stars above. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you, my love.
I've got to say to you, every time I listen to that song, it brings back fond memories of my grandfather, who I know looks over me every day from the spirit world, and knowing that he puts his energy through me to make sure that I give about the best in my gift to you guys. Now, not only is it myself tonight, if you've just tuned in, we had the lovely Cat King from Nevada. Now, let me, before we go to our next caller, just want to refresh on Cat. Cat, It's been amazing tonight. Your energy and the way that you work just astounds me. And, you know, like I said, it's like peeling away an onion within the energy of work and looking at the real seed of where things lie within people's life. Is it something that you normally do within the energy of your work?
Oh, yes. In fact, when I was working as a hypnotherapist, a clinical hypnotherapist, I started having these experiences happen, and I actually wrote a book called The Gentle Art of Exorcism. Uh-huh. And I see these energies in people. I actually see grids, and I can see different things going on within the grid. And that's what I try to identify to the people. And, uh-huh. you know, a lot of times, I mean, it's wonderful the way that we're working, because you're bringing out the messages that are all around them. And then I can even more go in and see the grid and see the tangles that are in there.
Well, this is it, and this is what it's all about, in the different ways that people work and connect with the energy of spirit. And, and I've always said that, you know, one psychic or one medium will work completely different within the energy of how they work to another. You know, and even though it's similar, it's bringing back the same rarity within the energy of where people are needing guidance within their life. And this is the reason why many people choose different energies of medium and psychic to work with.
Right.
Let's keep up the good work, Kat, because I know that we have a lovely energy coming through on the line. I do believe that Mary Lou's on the line. Hello, Mary Lou, are you there?
I am. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Mary Lou.
You know, I have never talked to you, Grant, before, and I have listened to you many times.
Oh, bless your heart, my darling. You know, I think it's always good to have a new energy on the line, and I love connecting with new energies, and I'm sure that Kat's exactly the same as me. We love new energies to be able to connect into, because I've always said sometimes when we connect with new energies, the rarity of the reading comes through very much more. The validations come forward more. Sometimes when you go back, you might get the same stuff. So, no, it's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show, Mary Lou. What part of the area of America are you from?
New Orleans, Louisiana. Ever heard of it?
Oh, lovely. Do you know what? I've always said I'd love to go to New Orleans. Is that because I picture New Orleans and I get all the paddle steamer boats. Do you understand what I mean?
We've got one of those here.
Yeah, there you go. See, so I picture that and I think, oh, God, it's such a beautiful area of the country because America's pulling me and I want to travel across the world. Okay. I'm not going to ramble on about where I want to be. Let's find out what's going on around you. Is there something specific you want to ask us, Mary Lou? Or do you want us to go into a general reading and see what we pick up?
Just see what you pick up.
Okay, right. Now, there is a sadness around you, okay, within the energy. I do get a sense of a loss, and I got a connection from spirit. But I almost got a feeling of about two or three spirits around me. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Yes.
Okay, and they're dear to your heart, and I feel like we've had a tragic loss within the energies. Have you got a partner in spirit, darling?
A partner?
Right, a husband or anything?
No.
Right, or a brother, because I've got this connection to the side that makes me feel like I'm bringing it in as a friend or a male energy, but he makes me feel like he's close to you or was close to you here on the earth plane. Do you understand what I mean by that?
I understand what you mean.
Right. It may not be that he was a partner, but he feels like he was close and he had a lot of love or caring feel for you. Do you understand that?
Yes.
What I get here is a feeling of, I feel like I'm drained within the energy here. It's not always the ones we expect to come through, but this is a guy that feels like he wants to come through and put a message across, not just to you, through you, to other people. Do you understand what I mean?
Okay.
And there's this feeling here that I feel drained within my energy. Now, I don't know if he was sapped or you can understand where this illness took him down. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Okay.
Because the feeling is here, I don't know if this is like a cancer or there was an energy here that went through the body. Can you understand what I mean by this?
Yes.
And the feeling is here that I've got a man here that went before his time. Well, he feels like he went before his time, but he could well be in his like late 40s, early 50s. Do you understand this?
Yes.
And the feeling is that what he's trying to give me here, he's not giving me a name, but if he brings a name forward, I'll let you know. But there's a feeling here that I feel like I'm drawn down within the energy, and it could well be that he lost a little bit of weight before he passed over. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, he comes forward, but this closeness within him almost makes me feel he's trying to send love over to a female on this side. So would this have been a friend of yours?
Probably his wife.
Yeah, he's sending love over to that woman. You understand that?
I'm sorry. Hello? I just shut the door for the dog.
Okay, no problem. No problem.
I'm going to mute myself. But listen, yes. if he's who I think he is, he had a wife.
Yes, and I feel that he's sending love over to this person. Now, I do get the feeling here, who? Okay. Could you understand? An A-N name, like Andrew, Annie. I'm just getting the A-N name. He's trying to say it in my ear.
I guess. I know an A-N on the other side.
Okay, because he's just sending, he's talking about the A-N and the A-N name.
Oh, he is talking about it? I'm not sure then.
Right, okay. It might well be that he's bringing her energy forward. Do you understand what I mean? Because they'll bring energies forward. That makes sense. But I want to look at you at the moment, okay? Let's come away because he's there. He's just sending his love over and to remember to tell this partner that he's come through, okay? He wants to let you know. Okay, all right. that there is problems around the energy of family or something to do with you at the moment where you're not connecting in with family. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Right, there's something going on literally around you where I feel communication needs to happen to make the process work. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Yes.
What are you worried? Have you got boys? Have you got sons?
I have one son.
Are you having problems with connecting with him at the moment?
Oh, none whatsoever.
Right, no connecting or no problem?
No problem.
Right, okay. Right, I just still need to focus my energy there. What is going on around him that I feel you need to talk to him about? Is there something in his life that you feel that you need to talk about?
My daughter, yes, but my son, no.
Right, okay. Well, remember the boy because I'm focusing the energy still, okay? What I will say, have you got three dogs there?
No, but I have one puppy. It's about ready to get a beating. you want me to grab him real quick? Hang on.
Okay. It's fine. But there's three dogs, or have you had three dogs?
I have had three dogs.
That's fine, because I've got one there, and I've got another two in spirit around you. Do you understand what I mean?
There are two in spirit around me.
Right, okay. And there's also a feeling of a dog here that's white and brown mix.
You know?
Two colors, white and brown.
I have heard that before, but if it'd have to be well into my childhood.
This is something to do with your dad. Is your dad's in spirit here as well?
Yes.
And he's bringing this dog forward.
Oh, okay.
And it almost feels to me like I've got this quite active dog here that's running around me. And it feels like what I've got within the dog's energy almost feels like it's a spaniel or this very sort of, this spaniel or very lively energy. Do you understand this?
Okay.
And it's just jumping about all over the place and it's with your father. Now, I've got the feeling here, who was in the military or who had a military background? Who was in uniform?
I don't know. The person you were talking about earlier was in the
uniform. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes total sense to me. Can you also? Okay, all right. He's slinging me loads of stuff here, so bear with me. He just said to me, "Have you checked your eyes? Because I feel like I want to put glasses on you."
Yeah, well, I went to get my eyes checked today and didn't make it.
Right, because he's saying, I want to put glasses on you, and I feel that you're struggling with the energy of seeing stuff. Do you understand what I mean?
I am.
And he's saying, you've got to put these glasses on. You've got to put these glasses on. And I feel that you're long-sighted. So when you have your eyes tested, you're actually long-sighted?
No, I'm nearsighted.
Right,
I can't
okay. Right, what is the strength with one eye more than the other?
Yes.
One's weaker than the other one, yes?
Yes.
Right, okay. And he's saying to me, look, just remember also the long-sighted feel and bifocals. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes, I need bifocals.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at here. And he knows this. And this is coming from both energies, from your father and this other guy in spirit. Who's Michael?
My parents lost a baby, and I think that is Michael. Or it could be father-in-law. Stepfather-in-law.
Okay. Okay, it just feels like I've got a Michael there. He's talking about Michael. He says to me, April for a birthday is very important. Do you understand this?
If it was his birthday, I lost track. If it was stepfather-in-law, so it could have been April.
Okay, he's giving me April as a feeling, as a celebration or an anniversary. So, and also it could be a passing time as well, because sometimes they give me that, okay? What he's also saying to me here is that you, are you on your own at the moment? Are you not with anybody?
Yes.
Because it almost makes me feel like I've got somebody out to the side, but I feel like their energy's not there. So,
even
though you're not in the relationship, I've got this energy out to the side, but you don't know where you stand with it. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely.
Right, because I've got this feeling that, not that he's stubborn, I think that he's just naive. Can you understand this?
I used to think he was naive, now I just think he's stupid.
Right, well there's a naivety here because I feel that with it, he doesn't see what's good in front of him when he's got it. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
And the feeling is you put a lot of energy there. Have you known this guy for around about 7 or 8 months or years?
Years.
Right, that's fantastic, because you're giving me the 7-8 feel. And I've got the feeling here that what I get here is that this isn't about you, my darling. This isn't about the connection of you trying to come in. I feel that if it wasn't you, it would be somebody else that would have this problem with him. Because I feel very much within the energy here, it makes me feel like he's gone through something on a deep level of separation in his past, and it's hurt him. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
And I feel that, that fixing the scars isn't an easy task, because at the end of the day, you know, however much you try to put your energy in there, he can only do that himself. Do you understand this?
Absolutely.
Because at the end of the day, you know, he hasn't had it easy where it comes to relationship in the past. And I feel that for him, you know, it's something that only time can tell. I think you've got to be strong enough with him to understand that process as much as trying to force the process. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not forcing anything.
No, that's good, because I think at the moment the time's not right for you. Do I feel that it's going to be right for you? Well, you know, there is a feeling of something, but I've got to say to you, it's almost like, and I know this is going to sound crazy, but for him, it's almost like you've got to put that child feel back in him. You've got to put that youthfulness back into him, and or he's got to do that himself. I don't know if you can do that, but there is this feeling here that you may never get what you want from it. Do you understand what I mean?
Absolutely.
Because at the end of the day, darling, you know, yes, he's stubborn, he's naive, but the thing is that for him, and I'm going to say this, and I'm going to be truthful with what I'm being told here, because I think it's only right for you to know, that I do feel he lost his real, real soul partner within the energy. Do you understand what I mean? In the past.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that within that, even though it's hard for you to take in, that at the end of the day, I think it's better to understand it than go against it or worry about it. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yes.
I got a lovely energy from you, darling, and I think at the end of the day, you can only sort of flog the horse as much as you can to get him to go to water, but you can't lead him there. He's got to go there himself. Do you understand what I mean?
Don't beat a dead horse.
And also, very quickly, where is the bird, or what is the bird, parrot, budgie, in the cage?
Bird in the cage?
Yeah, what is the bird? Who had the bird?
I don't know anyone with a bird in a cage, unless I'm a bird in the cage.
It could be symbolic, but I don't get that. They're showing me here something back in the past where somebody had the parrot, or had the budgie, but there was a feeling like a bird in a cage.
I have no idea.
Okay, look, I'll leave it there. I'll pass it over to Kat. I hope that's helped you, okay?
That's it.
And see what Kat's picking up. Over to you, my darling.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, that reading was kind of all over the place. I was grabbing onto one thing, and then it went off to someplace else, and it's like I'm sitting here. But towards the end, when he was talking about bird in the cage, that was part of it. I'm feeling, when I look at your energy grid, I'm seeing that you do feel stuck. You feel stuck in this situation. You know that you've made choices to get into that situation. Are you feeling guilty about some of your past relationships?
No, I don't. I think I've behaved pretty well in my past, so there's no guilt, shame, blame. I think I'm good.
Uh-huh. Okay. Within that, though, are you feeling... Okay, this might be totally off the wall, but I'm feeling like there was a sense of you stealing somebody else's man. Was there something along those lines? Maybe you didn't feel it, but somebody else felt that you were stealing their man. Is that...
When I met my husband, there was a lot of women around him, and I ended up with him, but I didn't steal him because he wasn't with anybody.
Okay. I don't know why, but I keep having this sense around relationships that there's just something not quite right, and it's making you feel closed in or shut off.
I was always picking the popular good-looking guy, and
okay.
then they'd have a lot of women around them. And then if I ended up with them, then I would be in a sea full of women that weren't with them. And
okay, so it always left you feeling kind of off center, like, am I really the center of his life kind of a thing? Is that what you're saying?
No, what I'm saying is I have a track record of picking I end up picking a guy who had other choices. And in the past, you know, they might not have been that faithful. I think in my marriage they were faithful, but if you were asking me if I was stealing someone else's man, I didn't steal anybody.
Okay. Well, maybe it's that. Did you have a feeling someone else was trying to steal your man? Then there was that. That's the energy that I was feeling around it. Is the, you know, somebody trying to pull or break up a relationship?
No. I mean, not recently, no.
Okay. When I'm reading something, I'm reading patterns that are stuck, so they're probably old.
Okay, in my youth, in the relationships that I had, I'd been married for a while. I did have people that wanted my boyfriend and ended up with them. But you move on. Does that make sense?
Exactly. But that energy is still stuck in you. I see stuck energy. I don't see the whole picture around it. I just felt this, you know, somebody trying to steal someone from someone. So, yeah. So that energy is still kind of stuck in there. You might want to take a look at that. It's kind of throwing you off kilter. And it's making it hard for you to relate to your son right now. Does that make sense?
My son is 5.
Right. And take a look at what's going on right now with him and your feelings about him. I know you love him.
Oh, he's adorable.
He's
adorable and easygoing. He's going to be that popular kid in school where everybody just fall in love with him.
Okay, well, you know, maybe I'm off. I'm just feeling that there is this energy there that has not been looked at. It might, maybe, you know, in the future when your son's older, that might be something that you might want to look at so that you can help him to walk through it so that he can be happy.
Right. Well, it's hard for him to be the center of so much attention. He doesn't get why people love him when they don't even know him.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. And so, you know, maybe this can help you to help him. Because there is something there that I'm seeing on an energy level, but only you know the details of it or what you could do about it. Does that make sense?
That makes great sense.
Yeah, so you might want to keep an eye on that, you know, if you meditate and you go into a deep meditation, put that in the front of your mind, and then when you clear your mind, what's important will come up. And that particular, you might be surprised at what comes through on that.
Okay.
Because the energy definitely is stuck in there.
And you think it's related to my personal life or more with my son?
Well, you know, you and your son are doing the earth dance together right now. And, you know, that relationship can be strong and solid and beautiful, or it can be filled with miscommunication. And sometimes that miscommunication is because we have these blocks from the past that our emotions will trigger certain things and we don't know where it's coming from. So just kind of keep that in mind, meditate on it. And it's just kind of a heads up, you know, a step forward so that you can have this strong, beautiful relationship with your son as he goes through his crazy teens like we all go through.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Awesome.
Mary Lou,
I hope you can understand everything from that. I really do. And you've got a lot of energy over there in spirit. We all want to come through and connect all at once. And I think it's for us guys also to, as mediums, you know, on a one-to-one level and private readings, it's obviously easier to sort out. But when you've got a short space of time, we've got all these messages coming through, it's a bit mismatched. But do you know what?
What?
I feel that you're a lovely energy. I feel that you're a fantastic mum. I get that. I get the energy of what Kat's saying within the energy of where the sun is. Because I got that as well. It's almost around the sun thing. But I don't think it's him. It's where the energy of coming off of him and what Kat was saying within the reflection. But do you understand what she was trying to say?
I get what she's trying to say, but he's five and... And he's just happy-go-lucky at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nothing to do with him at all. It's nothing to do with his energy. Do you understand what I mean?
Right.
It's something around the energy of coming back and relating back to a situation. Now, that's something that obviously we haven't got time for. I've got about 5 minutes left of the show. But listen, I'm going to leave Spirit's Love with you because you've got a hell of a lot of connections over here in Spirit that are trying to come through. And I'll leave their love with you, darling. But listen, this guy around you also, at the moment, don't, you know, stay where you are with it. It'll come in time and the energy will move forward in time, but it may never be what you want from it. Do you understand what I mean?
I do. And the strange thing is, which makes it hard for me to deal with, is that his mother in spirit comes to me a lot.
Oh.
And I don't, and that messes with my head.
Well, I can understand that, but do you know what? Sometimes people come into our lives for this reason, and you're obviously healing him, even though he may be stubborn to the process. You are there for a purpose as well. So not just on a connection of maybe a romance or a love connection, but you are here as almost like a soulmate. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
And that this is basically what we're coming for. So remember that you're trying your best to do it, but you know sometimes what it is we don't get back what we expect back from that other person. But at the end of the day, your healing process. Do you understand that?
I do. It's getting old.
And you like I say, you've got a fantastic, lovely energy. You really have. And continue to keep using that energy. Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, bless your heart. I'll leave it there, my darling. Love and light to you, darling, and we wish you all the best. Okay.
Thank you. Bye, Mary Lou. All right, bye.
God bless you. Take care. Well, guys, we're coming to the end of the show now. Now, I don't want to leave it there. I want to talk to Kat quickly because I want to find out a bit more about her, what she's up to, what's coming up for her. And so, Kat, what is coming up for you? Have you got anything going on? Are you doing anything at the moment?
Well, I will be coming out with I'm re-releasing the book of the letters from the Chesreliaz.
Oh,
and that's the foundation of the teachings of removing all the shame, blame, guilt, and looking at yourself opening all of your channels. And then I will be coming up with the, right now we're calling it Sonic Key because I work with an energy where I hear energy. Mm-hmm. So I'll be bringing a book out on that.
Oh, fantastic.
Now, the only thing that's available is on my website, and it's all free. It's over 2,000 pages of free information.
Yeah,
but I would like to mention that my email is down on my website. So if anybody has any questions, they can write to me at ask@catking.com.
Brilliant. And can you give me your website again as well, please?
Catking.com.
Catking.com. There you go.
Right. And that. Email address is ask@catking.com.
Okay, ask@catking.com. Kat, when this book comes out, can I have a free signed copy?
Well, it's going to be an e-book, so I can't sign it, but I'll be happy to send you a copy of it, yes.
Oh, fantastic, my darling. And the other big question I want to ask you, will you do me the pleasure of coming back on Above and Beyond?
Oh, I would love to. This has been so much fun. Thank you.
Oh,
thank you for tracking me down. That was so cool.
Well, like I've always said, Kat, these things are meant to happen for a reason. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the show this evening. Your energy is amazing. Your readings are very, very much an eye-opener for me because of the deepness and the way that the message comes across. Like I say, it's been a pleasure. The lovely Kat King. Now, before we go away, guys, I'm back on next week. I just want to thank Kat again for coming along. Thanks, Kat King. And stay on after the show. I'm going to have a little chat with you after, Kat, so don't run away. Basically, guys, I am on next week. Same time, same place, above and beyond. You know where we are. There's always exciting guests coming up. I'm not going to give away anything about what's coming up next week. I don't like to spoil the surprise. All I can say is to you, tune in, because I never cease to fail to bring forward the people. Look what happened today. We got contacted today by the lovely Kat King, and you saw how she works, and what an amazing energy. If you want to contact me, guys, go to www.grantcollier.co.uk, and you can get any information on how I work, who I've worked for, what I've done in the past, what TV shows I've done, and you can also get a link to my investigation team at www.spooksavers.co.uk, who I am working with this weekend. Have a lovely weekend. Take care. And we will be in the same energy again this time next week. God bless. Love and light to you.
Thanks for listening to Above and Beyond with celebrity medium Grant Collier. Join him again next Friday, where he will be bringing through and connecting with spirit here live on Mike Spirit FM. Until then, have a blessed week, and remember, you're not alone. If you Google Grant Collier, his website will come up number one. It's www.grantcollier.co.uk.